This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Large contingents of Cuban police are patrolling the capital of Havana following mass protests around the island nation. Cubans are protesting food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests in Havana, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in communities around the tightly controlled country were one of the biggest shows of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appear determined to put a stop to it. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's office described a suggestion by a former foreign minister that Beijing may have played a role in his election as nonsense. Former Foreign Secretary Albert Del Rosario made the statement at a forum on Monday. He said a most reliable international entity had informed him that senior Chinese officials were bragging that they had been able to influence the 2016 Philippine elections so that Duterte would be president. Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 opened at an all-time high on Monday, the opening extending a record run from the previous session, with investors awaiting the start of the second quarter earnings season and a batch of economic data. The U.S. general leading the war in Afghanistan relinquished command on Monday at a ceremony in Kabul. Austin Miller, America's last four-star commander to serve on the ground in Afghanistan, stepped down ahead of a formal end to the U.S. military mission there on August 31st. We have more stories on VOANews.com.